Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
It's our prayer this morning, our Father, that you will teach our heart how to focus and how to stay on you in the name of Jesus. That you will lead us away from the ground that is sinking, that appears to be sure but is not sure. I pray, Lord of heaven, that you will help us. Lead us this day. As we go into the world, let that life flow out from this pulpit this morning. Let the power of your spirit, Lord, rest upon us and establish us in the faith in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, because you are my helper. Trust you for utterance. Trust you, Lord, that you will minister to those who should inherit salvation this morning, because we pray together in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please, can we have a seat? Faultless before the throne, I may stand. Wow, that's a great prayer. That's a great prayer. And that is what I want to talk about this morning. Not necessarily using that particular kind of title, but essentially that is what I want to speak about. Praise God. I know you all by now should know that there is a final destination. Please, I'm moving around. Am I okay? All right. I'm talking to the cameraman. Where is my boundary? These two posts. Praise God. I'll do my best. Do you know that this life has a termination point? That's an obvious... Is it a question or an obvious answer? Nobody should be asking that question in this 21st century, right? But unfortunately, in real times and in real experience, life experiences, people behave as though life has no destination. It is interesting to note that many people don't lay these things to heart, as they make life-altering decisions. They are usually unaware in their consciousness that there is a termination point to every activity of man. By the way, what Pastor was talking about he has stopped listening to news. I've stopped subscription. I don't listen to news again. My TV is permanently off. Mommy says, so I can do this. You don't know. Praise God. For 2 months now, I've not subscribed to CNN, to any DSTV. I don't even know what's happening in USRC. I just hear that tomorrow Akati wants to do. I don't care again. Because everywhere is bad news. And it is deliberate. Hello? Is why? What I say? I say is what? It's deliberate. The people that run those media houses are running an agenda. And the agenda is to depress your mind. Because you should be depressed enough to the point that you will cry out for help and from the wrong source. Because by the time somebody comes and says, I can help you, you say, please just help me anyhow you want to help me. It doesn't matter. My aunt told me about a pastor's wife who happens to be my friend when Mimiko started his Digbo Kesibe. Many of you were not born that time. Because the way you looked at me, the pastor come out of the moon. There was a time in this country that thing was initiated. It got from the realm of the spirit. It was a wisdom. It's called Luciferian wisdom. For 500, you go and cook. And my pastor's wife collected 500 to vote for Mimiko. And so when my auntie told her Why did you do that? He said, hey, what did you do for me? Did anybody, when I was hungry, did anybody care for me? And my aunt used to take care of her because my friend died. So there was nobody to take care of her. She wasn't working. She was doing full time. So when the husband died, nothing again. And my aunt said from that day, she made up her mind that when she's in need, she won't help her again. Since that time, you know when Mimiko came and went? The 500, she's still spending it too. Do you understand? The whole agenda is to depress you, make you look for help from anywhere. It's deliberate. Welcome, you will go to CNN and all you hear is 5,000 people have COVID. 20,000 people have died. You will ask, Lord, when will it be my turn? Do you understand me? It's deliberate. Until I said, look, enough is enough. I don't even want to know how many people have died of COVID. I don't want to know how many people have had COVID. I don't know how many people have been treated with COVID. I don't even want to know nothing. Praise God. One of my boss in UK said, COVID is real. I've seen it. I know that the COVID thing is a scam. Praise God. You know why it's a scam? Because they did not tell us the truth about how that thing works. Because if they tell you the truth, how it works, you will not be afraid of it. Praise God. Are you hearing me? WHO deliberately told a lie, or told a series of lies, and crowned it all by telling doctors all over the world that when you get a corpse that has died of COVID, just go and bury the person. Don't do autopsy. Because autopsy will reveal what actually killed the person. But the doctors immediately decided to disobey WHO and opened up the dead bodies and found out that it was not COVID that killed them. It was secondary bacterial infection. So what COVID does is that it destroys your immune system and opens the door for that bacteria or whatever bacteria is in your body to come and finish the work they wanted to do before. Do you understand? So all you need to do was to shut down COVID using simple hydroxychloroquine. You are okay. They fought Trump since the beginning of his presidency. They are still fighting him. The people that say, I've not come to my message, I'm just giving free information, you. This was not a message. Just look on her, Daniel. She understand me. So you are not confused. You must know what is going on in the earth. The man came in, they said he colluded with Russia. They look for evidence, they did not find any evidence. They finished that, they came with impeachment. They tried. When they could not impeach him, suddenly came COVID. Then they deal with COVID. When they found that people were getting well and they were using hydroxychloroquine and they were getting, suddenly they had riots. Just to make sure the man does not settle to do anything. There's an agenda that is playing out. And there is a fight between light and darkness. The souls of men are being fought over in the spirit realm. Empires are about to fall. Empires are about to rise. It's as if people want to birth the Antichrist before his time. That's why we need to pray that it does not succeed. We need more time. There are people who want to come into the kingdom. And that's why we need more time. Are you with me? The Bible says, he that letteth will let until he's taken out of the way. There has been a long time since Satan has been trying to come to the earth. And the Holy Ghost is always twisting his program. This one will not be different in the name of Jesus. But please, the time is short. The time is what? Short. There is always a timepiece in the earth. Methuselah was a timepiece of God. When God gave birth, Enoch gave birth to Methuselah, but the year he gave birth to Methuselah, what did Enoch begin to do? He began to walk with God because his child was a timepiece. If that child dies, God will bring judgment. And Enoch did not want to be caught napping when that child dies. You that you know, what are you doing with your time? that you know that the time is short, what are you doing with your time? The Bible says it's time to wake up from slumber. Put your acts together. Sort your life and sort it down, sort it well. The things you used to do, put a stop to it because you do not know. November will be a tilting point. If they remove Trump and that Biden comes and all the Democrats come, they are going to shut down the whole world. As you and I know it. Then you and I will be running from pillar to post. Praise God. Are you aware that they've created another country out of Nigeria? How many of you are aware of that information? You are aware? Yes, they carved out a country. They are already experimenting. We are living in dangerous times and you don't know it. Why the Bible calls something perilous? It's not that somebody will just, armed robber, will just say, armed robbers are there, Boko Haram is there, you start running. That is not what makes it perilous. What makes it perilous is that your life is in danger and you are unaware of it. Do you understand me? Now, the danger here is not necessarily them killing you. It's that they're going to stifle your faith, stifle your belief system, and alter your mindset. You yourself will use your own hands to write your own doom. You will say like Esau, what is the benefit of a birthright and I go hungry? Have you gone hungry before? To the point that you want to eat anything. You have gone hungry that you are eating bread in the sleep when you are dreaming. But get to a point where you are hungry and they give you anything, you eat anything. Now, I read the story of the Civil War. How, many people don't say this, but the truth was that the Biafran soldiers were eating dead bodies just to survive. And we said, can't even eat a dead body. He said they ate lizard. I can't eat lizard though. Condition has not changed. May you not get there. There's something called, you see, from the day you were born, if you are, look at those babies, everything about a baby is food. They plug his mouth, bam, he keeps quiet. From baby, you have been like that. That hunger is dangerous. And somebody now says, take Mark or die with hunger. You say, Jesus will understand. Am I communicating? So the Bible says, be strong. Be strong. It is now time for us to start building our resolves. Start building our wills. Start saying no to unrighteousness. Because when the main situation arises, every man will be for himself. There will be no pastor to come and encourage you. Nobody. Because I'll be fighting for my own soul. You'll be fighting for your own. So don't throw yours away. It's time to become very serious. So can we go to Matthew chapter 7? And let me, I'm exhorting before we go. Matthew chapter 7. You know, by that scripture, you should know it without me. Matthew 7 verse 13 and 14. This is Jesus' admonition. It's not an advice, it's an instruction. He says, are you there? You came with your Bibles. God bless you. Enter ye at the straight gate. Where should you enter? The straight gate. That is where he said you should enter. He now said, wide is where? Let us read it. It says, for wide is where? The gate. And broad is what? The way. Where does that lead? Destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Many. Why so? Because it's a path that carries no cost. It's a path that does not engage any effort. Praise God. It's a path that is easy. It's a path that accommodates virtually anything you want to do. It's a path that will say it does not matter. You want to be walking on your head, come and join. You want to be somersaulting, it's okay. You want to be doing babala, we even like it like that, come. Praise God. It accommodates everything. This morning, somebody sent a message to me on Messenger. I said, the Pope said on which day? I didn't even remember. One day in June, everybody should, at a particular time, 11 a.m. or 11 p.m., to pray to his God. That's Pope. Pope said people should pray to their God for peace. Immediately, what's my business? Do you understand? Was that man listening to himself? And people will go to war over this man that the Pope have said. Can you imagine Baba Adebo is saying everybody should pray to his God? He has become an unbeliever, an infidel. He doesn't know scriptures. It was the men that went to throw out Jonah that said, let everybody pray to their God. Unbelievers talk like that, not believers. A Pope should not be telling people to pray to their God. But that's where we have come to. Because everything must fall in place. I don't know whether I will have the time to talk about this in the house office. I think I need to talk about the agenda of Lucifer for this end times and what the Bible says we ought to do to survive. I don't know whether I will enter that, but I'll see how it goes. Praise God. We are there. It says, broad is that path. There are only two destinations in this life. Not three. Not four. Only two. Somebody said that my son called me yesterday. My son were talking, you know, Shesha said he called somebody in Netherlands, a lady who worked with Google or so, one of those big tech companies, young lady, very wealthy. And they got talking, and after they finished talking, professional talk, he said he asked her, what about religion? The lady said, you know, Shesha, I don't want to be talking about religion, no, but I said, but any case, okay. And Shesha kept pressing her to talk about religion. I said, I see Jesus Christ, I see him as an angel. And God is in all the things we see. Jesus said, really? Can you be thinking like that? You must be very daft. Even though you're able, you know. But he didn't say so, but he was just thinking you are a very daft person. But now, he now shocks Jesus. He now said, actually, I've not told anybody this. I speak with the dead. Oyibo, fine girl. Tush. Eh? Necromancer. Said, I've been speaking with the dead since when I was small. She's a consultant. If you come and consult her, I said, I want you to talk to my grandfather that died. There's one particular thing we are looking for. I don't know where he kept it. It says $150 per hour. Consultancy fee. Praise God. In Gombe, he said, the fate of the soul can't solve this problem. He says, Daddy, we need power. I said, yes, thank God. You now know. Because you can't operate in those systems without power. This girl is demonstrating raw spiritual power. And you are speaking English. They will just eat you for lunch and throw you out. Whatever is left of you. So they believe, so many believe, but these things are real. They are real. There is only two locations. We are either going into destruction or you are going to life. And so Jesus Christ said, except a man is born again, what can he not see? He cannot see what? So what new birth does for you is to see the path that leads to life. It does not guarantee you entering there. Because entering there requires you to pay all the necessary costs attached to that path. Amen. It comes with a cost. Have you met anybody that graduated from any institution without reading at night and prepared for exam? Did you understand my question? Is there an institution like that? I just walk in and say, Mr. Vice Chancellor, God bless you. I hear that you guys have award certificates in this school. Praise God. I have about 5 million. Of course, honorary doctorate is bought with money. Praise God. My sister said, if I wanted a doctorate, if I can generate $5,000, they will give me an honorary degree, doctor. Amen. When I come here, you must address me as doctor, pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. So when I come to the vice chancellor, I say, I'm also a doctor. But we know those who paid the price and those who did not pay a price. Those who didn't pay a price, they are not recognized in the society. But those who paid the price of going to school, burning the midnight oil. Have you guys met lecturers like that? They say, sir, the thing you just taught us, I don't understand. And the lecturer will say, I will be here next year teaching the same course. Don't worry. You met those kind of lecturers? Crazy guys. I went for a lecture a whole semester. He explained it in 6 hours. I didn't know what he was saying because I didn't know what he was talking about. And the exam came the following day. It was the mercy of God, not grace. Mercy. That delivered my soul. Praise God. Are you with me? Those who have gone through experiences have stories to tell. Because it did not come cheap. Salvation is not cheap. People say salvation is free. Yes, it is free, but it comes at a price. Amen. Do you understand that? Comes at a price. To get it, you must humble yourself. You must eat up, or rather, how I put the word, you must give up your pride. You must humble yourself in recognition that you need help. Do you understand me? That itself is a cost. Because if you have been a proud person all your life, and suddenly somebody comes and says, you need salvation, you need help. If you don't humble yourself, you don't get it. Do you understand me? You can be brilliant, you can know many things, but you need to humble yourself. That is the first price you pay. And from that point, you must keep paying the price until you enter through that narrow gate. So it says a narrow path, it's a narrow gate. It said only few, what did they only do? Only few find it. Hallelujah. Only few do what? Find it. It's not only a few walk on it. Only few find it. It now says somewhere else that even on that finding, only few of the few enter. Is that cool? No. It doesn't make sense. Why are you making it so difficult? But that is the wisdom of God. Few find it. When they find it and they look at the challenges of walking on that path, only few will make that decision out of the few that found it to walk on that path. Because the path is what? It's narrow. Very narrow. In fact, you can pass in front of that gate without recognizing that the gate was there. Have you passed a place before and you didn't see a turning? And they said there's a turning there. I didn't see it. I passed, I didn't see it. I was looking for a turning, but I didn't see it. So it is there. Because it's not conspicuous. It's not attractive. There's nothing that you can say, oh, this must be a path. It doesn't suggest so. Amen. Therefore, this morning, I'm bringing a challenge. Praise God. Proverbs 4. I want to read from verse 13 to 26. It's quite long as I begin to round up. Today is communion service, but today you must make your mind up. And it's a decision you must keep making every day of your life. Yesterday's decision is not sufficient for today. Yesterday's commitment is not sufficient for today. That is the principle of the bread, the manna that God gave them. He gave them manna every day. You don't carry the manna of today and conserve it for tomorrow. No. You must receive manna every day. Praise God. Am I communicating? Oh, don't please. Let me say this. Part of the cost you will pay on this path is the price of forgiving people. Oh, I tell you, it is appointed for you that men will offend you. Did I hear me? Praise God. It is your right. Tell your neighbor it's your right that you'll be offended. You didn't catch the joke. That they will not offend you. Some of us are so funny that we avoid deep relationships out of fear that people will not offend us. I had a friend, he's still my friend, Egbon is a friend, you know. Praise God. He can't ask pastor for anything. Let pastor say, I'm sorry, sir, I can't give you. That thing used to do. Pain does not describe it. You know, pain is there from burn you. Just burn you. Praise God. So rather than him expose himself to that kind of humiliation, he would rather not ask. He would prefer to die in need. Are you like that? You need deliverance. Amen. The only way you can be delivered, go and expose yourself. Let them keep saying no and keep forgiving. And I asked him to give me his phone to use. He did not give me. Eh? When we get to heaven, at the marriage supper, there we will take the matter up again. My brother, you are going to hell. I'm telling you. Because you have failed one of the basic conditions that enables you to stay on that path. As narrow as that path is, it does not allow for unforgiveness. Praise God. So all those instructions you see in the scriptures are there to tell you how to walk on that narrow path. And that's why you need mercy. Because let me tell you, there are two kinds of sins. You know, there's a sin of omission and a sin of what? Commission. Is there another third one? Is there another type? You know, the sin of omission is what you did not even know. You were not conscious. You just committed the sin and you were moving on and you were cool. They will record it as sin. Are you with me? That you were ignorant is not an excuse. It pollutes you. If there was hold up towards the Lesha garage and you now enter the other lane and police catch you, you say, I did not know. Lack of knowledge of the law is no excuse. You follow them to station. Or settle before you get to station. Yeah, another sin. Praise God. But we can argue that you were paying fine. Praise God. You were paying fine. Well, fine is fine. Whether they deliver the fines to government coffers, you pay to government. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. I didn't teach you that one, no. Amen. Glory to God. Where was I before I was diverted? Am I communicating to you? That's how it is. So that was sin of omission. It just, I did not know. If you are a child of God, the Holy Spirit will draw your attention back that the thing you did there was wrong. Don't argue. Apologize and ask for forgiveness. Am I communicating? But there is one like this. You saw that this one is sin, oh. You carry your leg, well, I can't do it. You can't do anything. You can't say, I should not have done this. That one is sin of commission. You commissioned yourself to go and sin. Praise God. You are a commissioned sinner. That one too, you can ask for forgiveness. But there is one sin you've seen that the Bible says you cannot, nobody can ask for forgiveness on your behalf. That was a sin unto death. Once you cross that line, your destiny is sealed. They just push it and stamp it and go and deliver it for the postmaster. I pray God you will not get there in Jesus' name. Oh, you are asking me, sir, what is that kind of sin? It's not today I will answer your question. Come on Tuesday. Amen. Proverbs 4, 13 to 26. Hear the preacher. He said, take fast hold of what? Instruction. There was something that Pastor Jemilon wrote on Facebook. I can't remember it. It was instruction for, I don't know how he put it, but something about instruction. But take fast hold of instruction. What is instruction? What is the meaning of instruction? Eh? Instruction. God bless you. Let her not what? Go. When they are giving you instructions, it's for your life. They are creating a pathway for you to move. If somebody comes and says, pick this chair and take it there. You see, he has created a pathway for you. Now, this chair is to leave here and go there. Are you with me? If you carry this chair and go there, you have deviated from the path that instruction created for you. Am I communicating? You may not understand why. The chair may be heavy. That is immaterial. Do you follow me? He said, take hold of what? Instructions. Everything about the New Testament are instructions. They are not suggestions. Everything about the New Testament are commandments. Am I communicating? These are the things that guide your path in life. He now said this, let her not go, keep her, for she's what? Thy life. You want to walk on that narrow path? This is what makes you walk on that narrow path. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of what? Evil men. Now, this wicked and the evil men come in dimensions and degrees. But the important thing that is common to them all is that they find themselves on that broad way. In that way, they are allowed to do whatever pleases them. Whatever pleases them. And you know the sad thing? They also prosper in what they do. My uncle was telling me, he said, look at IBB. Most of the problems we are plagued with today, IBB created it. And the man has not died. We have been looking at calendar to where his IBB has died. The day IBB dies, he will still rejoicing in the streets of Nigeria. But the man has not died. He has refused to die. The sad thing that wicked men don't die on time. It is good men that quickly die on time. I don't know why. God will help us. He says, verse 15, avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. You see that path that they've put for the wicked. It is broad. It is convenient for everybody. And it's so easy. Say, when you see that path, just do what? Avoid it. And walk away. Don't say, let me try. Because I may have been in an elevator, this thing that carries people from ground to up. Is the way you live to. Eh? Escalator. If you have been there, it's not easy. If you have not been there, you have not put your elbow, you can fall down. You just like this, you just give you, we just tumble down. So you have to use ogbon. You'll be looking at people. You just stand there. I'll be looking at they are doing it. You are going there, they are coming down. Okay. Is this how you put your leg? If you put your leg anyhow, you will tumble. Praise God. He said, don't put your leg there. Turn away from it. For this is the characteristics of that road. They sleep not, except they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. Have you tried to sit for an exam before, and you know that trouble awaits thee in the morning? Do you sleep? Now imagine somebody whose determination is to make somebody else fall. Just look at this brother and say, I must destroy him. And it's not... He has been trying to be destroyed, but the brother is not destroyed. The guy can't sleep. He's racking. How is he escaping all these moves? That's a very terrible character. But you know them. It says, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But here, for the path of the just is as worth the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and healing or health to all their flesh. What are they? Health. I was reading somebody's, there was a particular post of a doctor who came across this scripture and found out that he talked about these things being health to our bones and all that, and realized that when a person refuses to walk in the ways of God, especially forgiveness, bitterness, he said that thing is like it destroys the body. So he has in treating people that have those kind of diseases, the thing he has to tell them, say, you must give up bitterness. And the person says, what is the relationship with bitterness and my arthritis or something like that? I say, there's something wrong with you. It's coming from your heart. There are physical sicknesses that manifest in our bodies, but they have their manifestation from our hearts. If you cure the heart, the body will heal. I was telling my friend's daughter yesterday, medical student, I said, the human anatomy, the doctors don't know everything. You don't know how the body works, what God created and created, and said, this is man. You don't know, you don't have a jack idea. The revelations are here. It says, when you obey and you keep those things, said there will be health. These things have a way of just, your body will just start healing itself. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 23, and don't forget this. Say, keep your heart with what? All. When they say all diligence, that means there are different kinds of diligences. Please, that is not in English. Don't write it. It's a revelation English. Sure, you understand? All diligences, all kinds of diligence, you bring it to bear in doing what? Keeping your heart. You know why? For out of that heart are the issues of life. Who has an amplified version? Who has an amplified version to read that for us? Yeah, please. Keep and guard your heart with what? All diligence. All vigilance. Come. I just remember, when you are reading the Bible, you stand in honor. Not because of me. Because you honor the word. Praise God. Yatuka. Okay. The springs of life. That's not what I have in mind, Joe. Who has another one? Like NIS, all those NIV. Not NIV. I know Pastor has NIV. I don't want NIV. Please. Which one do you have? NL? LLT. Oh, yeah? Okay. That means you may be guiding, you may be guarding your house. You can guard your car. You can guard your possessions. But in spite of all these ones, there's one you must always guard. Which is what? Oh, yeah.
For it determines the course of your life.
What does it determine? What does it determine? Okay, let me rephrase. What actually determines the course of your life? Have you heard about the doctrine of Kadara? You've heard about doctrine of Kadara. Can I speak? Predestination. What will be is not true. What determines your destination in life? Where is it coming from? Your heart. It's your heart. That is the key. If I capture your heart, I can alter your destiny. Are you with me? If I want to destroy your future, what I need to destroy is your heart. Once I destroy your heart, you will self-destruct. Praise God. You now should understand where Paul said that the weapons of our warfare, they are not what? They are not carnal. But they are what? They are mighty through God. What do they do? They pull down strongholds. What do? They cast down imaginations. So all I need to do is sow imaginations in your heart. It's sow wrong thoughts in your heart. It's sow all kinds of things that are wicked into your heart. You will self-destruct. That's what we said at the beginning. That's why we don't listen to any kind of news. Because what they do, because the devil knows this. And so he sends all kinds of information your way. So if you don't put an armed guard, a vigilante, and a motekun over your heart, you're on your own. So don't come and say the mother, the yellow woman in my family was the one who created, who made me like this. Nobody made you like that. You made yourself. Why is it that? They said if you walk, when you were in school, those of you who knew, who had common sense, not all of us had common sense. Those of us who didn't have common sense were always friends with those who sat at the back of the class. If you had done that before like me, raise your hand. Confess your sin now before God. Nobody's confessing their sin. Okay, you were like me. You were like me, okay. We used to sit at the back of the class. NFA. I joke, and what did that lecturer say? What does he say? It's when the exam comes, we start looking like... But did he teach us this? But those who were wise, walked with the wise. If you walked with a first-class student, over time your CGPA will go up. And is it not true? What was going on? The guy was simply investing into your heart. And your heart began to alter forces, was generating forces that was creating a path for your life. And suddenly you came from third class or fourth class and you entered 2-1. Because you walked with the wise. Some of us were so arrogant that we couldn't walk with the wise. His demand was too much. We had a guy like that, I normally tell you about him. He made a first class and said, when we go and meet him for a tutorial, I said, hey man, please, why do we solve this problem? In less than 3 minutes, the guy has to solve the problem we have been over on 2 days. I said, how did you get it? He said, it's very simple. I said, if it's simple, will I have come to you? I said, like this, you just move that. I'll just take my book. You are not serious, Joe. Whose fault? Is it not me that come and struggle in the exam? May the Lord teach you how to be wise. Many of us are not wise. Watch your heart. Because in this path of life, if you are going to make it to the end, God must help you guard your heart. When Pastor said that our heart can stay in hope, it's not easy for that heart to stay there. Look, we were raised to be agitated. I live with a mother that is agitated. My mother should have been a friction writer. Should have made money. She can imagine anything. Anything. And it affected me. I had to be casting down imaginations. Hey, no, I won't be like my mother in this area. No. Praise God. One day I wish to drive from here to Ijapo. And my mother will paint all the auras between that junction and this place. And it began to grip my heart. And I said, one day my heart will deliver. Mommy, please stop all this, your revelation. If I was traveling from Lagos, will I stop on the road? Do I not come from Lagos in the night? I beg, stop. I will come. So I deliberately come through this place. And no trailer kills me. Praise God. Do you understand? You don't understand. She will call me on my way to Lagos. She can call me 10 times. And the same with my dad. And I think she affected my dad. When my wife went to Netherlands, my father was calling. As if the plane will have accident. Praise God. Me, I camouflage it as a pastor. Now I'm a pastor and I must know where you are. Where are you? I have to deliberately deliver myself and stop. So if I don't ask for you, it's deliberate. It's not that I don't remember. It's the spirit of worry that I'm waging war against. Only to accidental. So I deliberately don't call until you tell me. Now, you can go to your house and not call for 3-4 days. I won't call you just to deliver my own soul. When you now call, I say, you are not okay. You have been, you have to travel for 3 days. You are just calling me. You don't know how much worry I'd worried. Praise God. Because I am trying to deliver my soul from that spirit of anxiety. When people travel, I believe, maybe I should carry them. Maybe. Who has been saving me? Me that I travel every day. Me, look, when I'm driving, I have confidence that nothing can happen. But when somebody else is driving, I can't sleep. I usually don't sleep. I must. I have to be telling myself, go to bed. Trust God. Oh, it happens to all of us. You have to guard this heart. Otherwise, what happened to Job might happen to you. Say, so what I fear the most has happened to me. He gave Satan the platform to attack him. So trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways, what should you do? Acknowledge the Lord. It's a training. You must endeavor to do that every day. Otherwise, you may find yourself on that broad path where you just go with the wind. You go with the crowd. You just go on. Be where what will be will be. Sarah, is it Sarah? Sarah. It's a sure believer, no, sha. Praise God. As we go into this month, let us realize that those paths are still true today. The broad path and the narrow path. Stay on the narrow path. Keep your heart. Hear instructions. Pay attention to the things that God has spoken and obey them. These are the things that will keep you on that path. I don't know whether it is possible for someone to be, according to the conditions of your heart, you can move into the broad path. When you repent, you find a way back on the narrow path. I don't know if that's how it works. Are you with me? But you see, every day you are making, praise God. Yeah. On Monday I did my birthday, and you all rejoiced with me. Again, I say thank you. But the truth is that every day I am moving towards the end. He came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt he paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name. Jesus was born to die. He was born to die. You were born every day. A step, you are taking a step forward. Don't forget that. This is a popular message, but don't forget that. We are all going towards the end. Don't let the end find you on that broad path. Are you with me? Let that end find you where? On that narrow path. Because if the end finds you on that broad path, they will not remember all the good you have done while you were on that narrow path. That's the tragedy, or that's the, whatever you want to call it, about this life. Where that termination meets you, it's where they are going to take a decision about you. I want us to pray this morning. I want us to ask God for mercy and ask him for grace. Jesus came from heaven to earth to die, so that you and I will not die. But the truth is that in this natural life, we are moving towards a destination. It's just two. Either death, either destruction, or life. It's a choice you must keep on making. that every day I will follow the instructions of God. I will keep to the tenets and the demands of life. That is what keeps you on that narrow path. Can you ask God to strengthen your heart as we move in this path, that you will not compromise and you will not surrender? Esau gave up. Esau relinquished the privilege of staying on the narrow path. A demand was placed on him, and he gave up his birthright. Will you give up your birthright because of the mundane things? Because you want to satisfy an urge. You want to satisfy a need. You are depressed and you think the solution is going into alcohol. You want to feel like a guy. You want to now start smoking. You want to feel cool with other guys. People say, oh, you are not fine, and so you must go naked. Oh, they want to give you a job, but you say you must join a cult. Are you going to sell your birthright because of all those? We live in perilous times. That I may walk in the path and remain on the path that leads to life eternal. There is a path. There is a way that seemeth right to a man. If you have chosen the wrong path, you need Jesus to bring you back to the right path. Jesus is that way, is that link that takes a man from the broad path, from the broad way, and brings him to the narrow path. Jesus is that link. Le membre sofre katoshi de membre de doste. Ramole brodie de genembra hash. Rimalembre ne mo sobre gede noste. Do not let the desires for sin draw you. We have warnings all over the scriptures about that. You have been drawn. You have been drawn. You have been drawn. The world is beckoning on you. Come. You have a future in this life. It's a broad path. It's a broad path. Many are there. You cannot mix the two paths. There is no boundary between the two paths. It's a valley. You are either on one or the other. You can't say, oh, I am living in the world, but I also am committed in church. You can't have the two. The Bible says, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Lord, I don't want to mock you with my life. Lord, I don't want to dishonor you with the way I live. Lord, I'm asking for mercy. If there's anything wrong, like the psalmist said, Lord, if there's something wrong in my heart, Lord, help me, reveal it, and deliver me from it. Is there an imagination that has been planted that is driving my heart and is moving me out of the narrow path into the broad path? Lord, deliver me. Deliver me. If there are things you need to repent of it. Tell the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry. This path I have chosen, I know it's not right. But I don't know what else to do. I don't know who else to turn to. Lord, help me. And the Lord will hear you. The Lord will intervene. But the greatest problem is you not talking to the Lord about it. The greatest problem is you not bring the matter before the Lord and ask him to adjudicate on the matter and ask him to intervene on the matter. Lord, you know my heart. I have problem forgiving people. Lord, I need deliverance. And the Lord will send deliverance to you. But not to talk to him about it. Not to open up to him about it is a problem. It will be a problem. That is why he came from heaven to earth. To show us the way. He came to show the way. He came to show the way. Lord, help me. I want the Lord to be glorified in my life. Can we pray? The Bible says the path of the righteous is like the shining light that shineth brighter and brighter. Can you pray that God's light will shine upon your path? That your path will start getting brighter. The path will become clearer. It will become more easier for you to walk in on that narrow path because you have light. You are not just walking on that path in the dark. You are not walking that path unsure of what you are doing. He said the light, the path of the righteous, will be like the shining light. It will be like the sun rising from the east and going to the noonday. It will become brighter. It will become clearer. The vision will become clearer. The purpose will become clearer. I don't want to live in confusion. I don't want to be a confused person. Some of us, we are stubborn because we are very intelligent. Every instruction you get, you question it. Every instruction you get, you rebel against it. Talk to the Lord about that heart. God, talk to the Lord about that heart. That heart is not right. You need the Lord to help you. Father, we thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. One of the benefits of the blood and the bread is that we are acknowledging what Jesus did for us. Because of his blood, we were forgiven. Now, not because of forgiveness, that blood also cleanses. That blood also answers in the place of judgment. When the enemy comes with all the accusations that this your son has done this, he has done this, and according to your word, this is what you said we should do to him. The blood responds. The blood says, no, mercy. It does so much for us. And so we are acknowledging what that blood does. And whatever your case may be, you are going to ask the Lord for that blood to wash. It may be washing you need. It may be purging you need. It may be him, that blood answering on your behalf before the throne. When you receive that bread, you are recognizing the body that was broken. That there are many of his children that you will start respecting and start honoring and start responding properly to the sons and daughters of God. He was broken. I recognize his body. I respect his body. Many of us will speak against the body. We abuse pastors. We talk about all kinds of things. You are not recognizing the body. You must be careful. Can we talk to the Lord as we share this communion? It will bring healing. It will bring healing. Said he was bruised for iniquity. The chastisement that brought us peace was laid upon him. By his stripes we were healed. That was what his body did for us. It brought healing. I don't know what may be the ailment in your body. Remember I spoke about health. Said this is will be health to your body. To be health. Lord, I ask you, may, oh Lord, I have this palpation. I have a problem with heart palpation. I have a problem with breathing. I have symptoms of asthma. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, for our peace, was laid upon him. By his stripes I was healed. Whatever may be the ailment, whatever may be the affliction, I command it to break. In the name of Jesus. I command it to go. In the name of Jesus. Science has been exalted beyond measure. What doctors can do has been exalted beyond measure. He who created the body, who knows what he created, is the one who is called my Father. He's the one that said, this body was broken for you. Lord, I receive for every one of us the power of the deliverance you wrought on Calvary. For every one of us here, in the name of Jesus. For everyone that is listening, I say, let the brokenness of your body and the consequence of that brokenness, let it be effected in our physical bodies in the name of Jesus. Every oppression, every stranger that is trying to come in and attack us because of our ignorance, we put a stop to oppressions in the name of Jesus. Whether it is asthma, whether it is high blood pressure, I command restoration of our body back to normal functioning in the name of Jesus. I speak to your immune system to be healed. I speak to your immune system to be restored. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, to the tips of your fingers, I say, be healed. In the name of Jesus. I speak peace to your heart. I speak peace. There's a sickness that fear causes. That sudden fear. I say, let there be peace in your heart. In the name of Jesus. Nothing will make you afraid. Those sudden fears, I command them to stop. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. We bless this communion table. In the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son. And of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, my Father. Let your name be magnified. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
We believe you were blessed by this message. For additional information, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at PGT Church, or visit our website www.pgtchurch.org. Thank you.